pass your mic. Oh, this is the mic. I'm sorry, baby. I just knocked this mic away.
Welcome home.
Yeah, you know how to make home. You know how to make an entrance on so many levels. Number one, the announcement on Twitter sent my Twitter account in a frenzy last night. Yeah. That you were coming today to leak this brand new song.
Yeah, and it shows you your importance to the game, because I just did a first name tweet and everybody knew that what that was. So I was like, I'm going to go see Angie tomorrow. And I was like, oh, okay, I know what that is.
You didn't know what that is. I mean, at this point, hey.
Yeah. You could drop your last name now.
It's like, you think like, I should, like on the birth certificate, like legally?
Like Madonna of radio.
Angie. Yeah. From now on.
That's it. Nice. Go for it.
That need to be the new drop. We do that right there. My name is Angie.
Yo, yeah. I feel like this is the setup that you're going to be just Kanye in a few years.
Nah.
I feel like you're setting me up. I could see this. I could see this move for you. Yeah. I could see just the Kanye at some point.
It might happen.
Yeah, it might happen, right? Yeah. How are you? It's good to see you.
It's good to be back home, man. You know, I'm good.
It feels like you're good. I'm seeing your new... You on Twitter is making me feel like I know what's going on with you a little bit more than I have been recently.
I know, because I just completely just like, can we turn the music down for a second? Because it distracts me a little bit, because it makes me want to rap.
Turn the music back on.
So turn it up.
No, that's for later, for later. We'll use that tactic on you later.
Yeah.
Maybe. Does it have to be off or low?
I'm going
to
put it real low.
You want it low off? Or off?
Yeah, just off. I had to concentrate. After. I need to concentrate on what you're saying. Right. Just talk. Yeah.
Nobody has ever asked me to do that before. It's really funny.
I need to focus on the words.
That are coming out of my mouth. So you get a Twitter account.
Yeah.
And I feel like we know what's happening with you now.
Yeah, it was my favorite thing about Twitter, because I got to the point where I didn't even want to do interviews anymore, because I would like have an interview and we'd be laughing with me and the reporter and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's funny. And then you read it and they completely just demolished all of my jokes. They set them up wrong. And I just look like an asshole as always.
Right.
And I feel like within this past week and a half, it's been a lot of people who are like, oh, wow. He was like really just playing with a lot of stuff mm-hmm. that he was saying and just really just living life.
So
to
you
the
got
fullest
turned off to even... talking publicly
I couldn't communicate, and now it's like I can communicate in the sound bites and just like give people a glimpse of everything, and it's good,
and it's, and you control it too. There's nobody editing your Twitter
exactly
or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly,
because you have a very unique personality. So if they don't get it or pay attention, people could take it wrong. For a long time, people were like, ah, he's so arrogant, and I think after some time people begin to enjoy you.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You became you're enjoyable to watch now.
Yeah, it takes the time to get acquainted with the character. It's like when you first seen Anchorman, it's like it wasn't that funny to me. But now
it's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, but now it's like when I know what the character is, everything is funny. So
everything is funny. You're funny to me.
And that's why I'm here to entertain you.
Well, thanks, man. Thank you, Kanye. So, I was talking about this before you walked in. Like, this album, I feel like every time you do anything, from producers to changing the title, I feel like people are really, I haven't seen this kind of anticipation for an album in a long time.
Yeah, that's amazing. That makes you feel really good that I'm on my fifth album. Mm. And I think part of it was just stepping back from rap altogether. Mm-hmm. And then even, like, the moment when, you know, the MTV thing happened, it was sort of like I was throwing a Molotov cocktail at my career. Mm. And just being like, okay, since my mom passed, I had never stopped. I just went straight to stage, like even the glow in the dark, the whole concept mm-hmm. is I was like almost in a delusional place. And my mother, when Star Wars was out, and I was a young child, I used to turn her sheets over and put pillows under it to make the bed look like the Star Wars Empire Strike Back snow thing and everything.
Right.
And like whenever something tragic happens, it's like I turn into like this 5-year-old. So glow in the dark, I wasn't actually giving a rap concert. I was back in my mother's house as that 5-year-old.
Wow.
As like Luke Skywalker on the top of the stage. So I was completely not dealing with any responsibilities of reality or anything. And it allowed me to be like neglectful and less, to come off arrogant or just aloof or just not understanding what other people are really feeling. And mm-hmm. now I'm at a place where I've actually started to deal with my mom's passing and deal with, you know, my attitude and problems that I had mm-hmm. and, you know, come down to earth in a way. So
back in the present, back, you like feel like you're back here. Like you're...
Yeah, I'm present now. Mm-hmm. Like I was completely not present, but
which is, by the way, completely understandable.
Super.
Considering that's your life is different now. You have a, you know, that's a big thing that you have to deal with in life, a loss like that. So yeah. It's understandable that you were going through those. But I guess when you live in a public eye, people don't give you.
Yeah, and in the midst of the career burning and being at the peak of celebrity, going from being like, you know, people not knowing your name to being at the height of my career and that happening. Because I joke around, I say that turning famous sometimes sets you back 10 years as a person. Because you just don't even have to do, you ain't got to wash dishes or anything. Like,
right, you could be rude, yeah. You could be, yeah, you don't have to wait in line, you don't have to, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So you know, as you know, like I moved after the MTV thing, I moved to Japan for 3 weeks, so I just didn't have any paparazzi. Then I ended up moving to Rome, and I was interning at Fendi. And really, every day, going to work, walking to work, getting cappuccinos.
Shut
with
up.
The,
she's going to ask you right now, what do you mean were you doing at Fendi?
Yo, you can't just say that. You can't just tell me you was an intern.
Yeah, interns just completely dial back. Like, you know, Daniel Day-Lewis, when he's not acting, he's like working on shoes or something. He's just doing super normal, everyday things. Just
how could you do that when people, everybody still knew who you were there, no?
Yeah, but it's not as bad. It wasn't as bad in Rome. Or as good, I should say.
Right.
You know, so it was good just to have time. Actually, just to be by myself and go to the hotel room and just not have a phone. Like, you know, I don't have a phone to this date. Just not have people calling
you
me.
You have no phone?
Yeah, no phone.
So if we need to call you for some sort of emergency, we have to call your man to then
yeah,
find,
yeah.
How does he find
or,
you?
Or email me. Or
So we have to Twitter you, maybe? Hit yeah. You on Twitter?
Yeah, you got email. Like, you don't understand. Like, I have a home phone, and I get so bothered when people call my home phone. I'll be answering like, what? Don't you email me, and I will call you.
So you have no cell phone.
I can't. Yeah. I can't.
But you do have a home phone.
Home phone. I got this old school. I'm like 80s. You know what I'll be doing when
it's
I leave?
It's not dial, right? It's not...
When I leave the crib, I'll be writing numbers on a sheet of paper. The
Who
numbers
called?
That I might have to call when I'm out.
Wow, it's so classic.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. We don't have to feel away when we're looking for him, and it takes us 2 weeks to find him.
I learned how to deal with that already.
I don't have to feel anywhere anymore.
Yes.
So let me focus on the music. You brought us something new today. Are we gonna play it now, or are we gonna ease into it? How do you want to do
we
it?
We should play it now.
Just
I only
go.
Did one mix. It's gonna be another mix. This is the rough.
So wait, did you literally do this last night?
Last night, I've been working on this song for 2 years, and it finally gelled last night, and it's. It's not slated to be the single or nothing, but I was like, people need this summer right now. This is what I do. I make music. Life is too short to be holding everything for like a...
I like this.
You know?
I like where you're at. I like this energy. I like it.
Why not?
I'm into it. All right, so tell me the song. Tell me the name. Tell me the producer. Tell me all this.
Okay, it's three producers. It's me, No ID, and Lex Luger, who came in town last night.
Mm-hmm.
And it's three artists on the track. It's me, Charlie Wilson, and Beyonce.
You're just going to throw that in.
It happens.
Light.
How do you do that?
It happens.
Woo! I'm not going to be a jerk and put drops all over it either. We're going to let the world have this, yes?
Yeah, you could, because I'm going to drop it on my site.
We're going to be nice. We're going to let it rock, because I know there's a lot of people out there that want this, and we're going to... I might throw one drop. I might just want one drop.
This is Angie.
Yeah.
One name. Once they cut the drop,
I'm sick of tiptoeing around here.
Don, make sure Joe puts it up on the site right now, even before we get the photo. Just do the MP3 streaming so I can get my little web hits up. Kanye West.
He's clear.
Kanye Universe City. KanyeWest.com. Yeah.
All those. At Kanye West. At Angie Martinez. I might as well join in the party.
Yeah. It's everyone wins.
Everyone wins. Isn't that great when that happens?
Yeah.
All right, without further delay, let's get it. Brand new Kanye, never heard before. Hot 97, let's do it.
Can you turn it up?